Talk, Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier and maybe sexier based on what you don't get to hear on Nerd Talk After Dark. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor. He's been trying to make a mustache look cool and succeeding for years, and now everyone's copying his style. Our very own skin squatch, old caterpillar face Brandon from the internet.
I saw a bunch of people this weekend, all with mustaches about the same level as mine, and I was like, oh, that's what that looks like? I should... It's like my mustache out of context.
Pour one out from the ibuprofen bottle right into his mouth, representing the best that Florida has to offer despite a terrible neck. He's Siege from the East. Hello, Siege.
Hello, boys. Wow.
Is that a symptom of your neck issue?
God, I'm not supposed to say that. We're supposed to keep that to ourselves and not let TikTok win.
TikTok will always win.
All right, well, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. We're pretty close, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or maybe what we get right. I haven't heard any commentary from your brother Steven in a while, and I'm pretty disappointed there.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So,
he sucks. I don't know.
He sucks.
If you could do us a favor and... Tell a friend, write a review if you're listening to this on demand, or just holler at us with whatever you got at nerdtalkplus.com. Any reviews, Siege?
We actually have two of them.
One at a time, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing one at a time, but I wanted to shout out Thick Thighs Save Lives for updating their blank review. And oh man, did she go on a screed. But I'm going to give us a shout out here to our good friend Jen Eric 253. Nerds! 5 stars. And
thanks, Jen.
Per your request, how you said, I don't care if you leave a review. I don't care what you say. You could leave a whole bunch of farts. Jen Eric 253 writes, fart, 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 farts, fart, fart, farts. Love the show. It's the best of the rest. Thank you so much, Jen Eric 253.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That makes me very happy. You could be like, is it Jen like Generation or Jen like Jennifer?
Jen like Generation.
Okay, so Jen Eric, thank you so much for leaving that. You could be like Jen Eric and go to, like Jen Eric.
Get it?
I just got it. Guys, I just got it.
You remember that show, Bobby's World? You could be like Jen Eric. Remember that show, Bobby's World, from back in the day?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the cartoon that Bobby Mandel was a child.
My name is Bobby Generic.
It's everybody calling him that. Generic. The last name was Generic, but Bobby Generic?
It's Generic!
Meanwhile, in the background, Brandon's cat is trying to get into a paper bag, and Brandon had to toss a cat toy at it to stop it.
I had to toss an Expo marker, which is really going to put a damper in my whiteboarding today.
Oh, no. Go get that back.
Oh, no.
Just toss the cat. I didn't say that. That was Brandon. All those letters should go to @BrandonMG.
Find us at nerdtalkplus.com.
Yes.
So, dudes, I put out a call to the universe.
Oh.
I should probably open it up.
Can you
here.
Send me that number, too? Because I kind of need that.
So, I put out a call to the universe, and the universe has responded. I didn't realize what would happen when I just put out a generic thing saying, like, hey, if you're good at drawing, we need someone to draw us some centaurs.
And,
some people reached out, okay? And one was definitely a professional artist and was like looking to get a commission piece done, and I was like, no, you don't understand the budget of the show.
Yes.
Literally $0. Another one was someone else who I couldn't tell, and then a guy that we call Keithers, he wrote in and he was like, hey, what did you want drawn for Nerd Talk? And I was like, oh, yeah, you're the perfect person. He like loves anime and he
awesome.
He like is into drawing, which is important also. I mean, even if you're not, that's cool. But I said, this is my response to him. You guys can tell me if I'm off the mark or not, because I don't really care what it looks like. But I said, oh, hey, I want a Steven Universe. You guys familiar with that show?
Yeah.
like American anime kind of. I want a Steven Universe-ish or other ridiculous trio of centaurs that look like the three hosts of Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly show. I would prefer oil painting style, but that's asking a tremendous amount. We don't need fine art, although I would love that.
Yo, if we could get a canvas that's like, you know, like the size of like that thing in Ghostbusters 2.
Or like the size of the thing that was in that restaurant that Brandon went to where there was the goat.
Yes. Yeah.
Goat chode.
He asked him to spray paint it on the side of the biggest building that he can find.
Yeah, in Yakima. That's where he's from. Oh, so perfect. Hey, on the that's side of awesome. The Domino's there, could you do that, please? Dry side supporters or whatever.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dry siders.
And I said, and this is for jackasses being idiots, you know, just to make sure that he understands. And all he wrote back was, reference pictures of hosts.
Ooh.
So I feel like the ball is in our court, and I kind of feel like the three of us right now should, Brandon's wearing a hat, that makes it tough, but I feel like the three of us right now should take up a pose, each of us, like I'll face.
Shirts off, boys.
Screen left. No, that's not necessary. He can do that math. We're doing shirts off.
I mean, because if we take the shirt off, then he won't, like, his imagination is going to give us better muscles if he doesn't know what he's working with to begin with, you know?
That's why I don't think we need to do shirts off, because I think he can just, you know, he's just going to draw.
I was just doing that for my own purposes. If I'm
being
honest,
that's fine. Yeah, you've been angling for this the whole time. I understand. I think you have at it, buddy. But yeah, we just I feel like there's. We need, like, so wait, since it's my silly show at the radio station, do I, like, look straight on, or, like, is there still an angle? Is it still a three-quarter angle for a sentence?
I don't know.
What setting is he putting our trio in? Like if we're...
Hopefully...
Are we on an asteroid in space?
Yes. See? That's exactly it. Or a Rubik's Cube, or something, you know,
Rubik's
like
Cube in space.
I was hoping it would be like a family portrait in front of a fire. Like we look like the like the world's most affluent centaur brothers.
Yeah. Could do that too.
Well, see, Brandon gets me because that's exactly what I want the oil painting to look like.
Yes.
I think for the anime painting or whatever this is going to be, it's probably some sort of like generic like energy source that is radiating out while we're standing there looking bold and tough or whatever.
And the reason that we're like, I see now I'm building up a whole narrative, you guys. Like, so we're a bunch of rich centaurs because we struck, I wouldn't say oil because it needs to be more magical than that. It's got to be like whatever that radiant
unicorn
energy
turds.
Source is that, dude, if, yeah.
Dark energy.
Turds.
Dark energy money.
Oh no! I mean, like oil is just dinosaur like goo, right? So, what if it was like just dragon goo? Perfect, dragon oil.
There you go.
Okay, so we're rich on dragon goo, and that's how the centaur family got to be where we are today.
I love
it. Okay, so microphones to the side, three-quarter poses, please, gentlemen. Okay, I'm gonna blow up the screen here so that way I can screenshot us.
I guess
us
we have
looking...
to look off into the distance.
Yeah, like, into the distance. Brandon looks like he's pooping, probably, so that's a weird choice.
I mean, it's what he does most often now.
So, look very regal. Yeah, there we go. Oh, Brandon, you nailed it. Okay, I've got one. Now let's look at the camera. 3, 2, 1. Okay, Brandon missed. He's looking at the screen, not the camera. Okay. Looking at himself. That was the mirror for Brandon. Okay, great.
All right.
So I took some screenshots there, and so I'll send them to Keithers, and we'll see what happens. And I'll make sure to get him a pair of tickets to something or whatever.
Keithers, we love you. Give us all nipple rings.
Oh, my God. You get it. We lost Brandon in the process. Look at that. Oh, dang it.
There he is.
He froze, and it was amazing. I wish I would have taken a screenshot of that.
That was awesome.
What happened?
You transported to another dimension.
Came back from centaur dimension. Like, oh, guys, I just had this weird moment where we were having an oil painting commissioned of us and our rich centaur.
How
family.
Long has it been? It's been 63 years where I was.
You look fantastic.
It's that.
It's the mustache.
It's that dragon
it's
goo.
It's a safety magic mustache.
I've been abducting dragon children and sucking their blood.
Oh, good. So you got us even richer.
Yeah.
Oh, good, he says. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so this week on Nerd Talk Plus, my personal life, my child has strep throat, but since the pandemic, strep is starting to show up now. I guess we spent enough time apart where this, like, this part of it died away, but now it's back. It's starting to show up now with a rash. And so he's got what they think is a combination of scarlet fever, because this is the Oregon Trail from 1860, and strep throat. And so he's got like a rash all over his hands and stuff like that. And so we've been at home all day, and he is imaginative, and I am sleepy. And that is not a great combination for getting yelled at by myself. So I asked him, I had to go, and I said, hey, I got to go, buddy. But like, what should we talk about on Nerd Talk Plus? And he said, bears.
Excellent.
So today, let's just riff on some bears here, because he'll listen and he'll love that. Okay. So first of all, Hi Space Baby. Secondly, his favorite bear is Old Bear.
Hell yeah.
The most loved polar bear on the planet. Yeah, and so he's into bears. Let's just say that. So polar bears, fine. What's your guy's favorite bear?
Right now, I think my favorite bear is, my kid's favorite bear is his little stuffed animal bear that's actually a dog, but we didn't know that for a really long time because his parents are idiots. And so,
yeah, wait, right.
So his favorite bear is actually a bear and another bear, because we got him another one in case we lost the first one, because that's how much he loves it, right?
As you do.
But they're both dogs. And so every time we say, oh, where's Bear? And then we pull this thing out and the people around us are like, you don't know animals. And I'm like, excuse me, I know whales. Don't ask me about bears.
Okay. Well, it's even worse because he's been calling that mustache a happy trail for the last month. Years, rather. And so, I mean, it makes sense. You guys like my happy trail? And everyone's like, I don't know if you're doing that right.
But keep doing it.
It's a sad trail. This is a very sad trail.
You like my depression?
Midlife crisis trail?
It really ties my face together.
Don't piss on the rug. Oh, wait. Or do. I don't know what you're into, and I'm not going to shame you.
We're not kink shaming on this podcast.
Of course not.
So, yeah, so bears, do we have any thoughts on bears?
Can I ask you guys a question? Just it's bear adjacent.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask the question, so I'm not going to sing the other part of that song. So here's the thing. The thing that I think about when I think about bears is, if I were to run into a bear, I went on a hike this weekend and was thinking, my friend brought bear maze, because where we were, there's a potential to run into bears.
A bear maze? Bears to find you in?
That's what I heard, too. I was like, a bear maze?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you hide it
really quickly?
Good looking guy here, bear!
Only with my human intellect can I navigate this row of corn. No, so he brought bear mace to go all like racist cop on him
corn,
in case you run
like
into
bear
him.
Maze like the ancient South Americans.
It's just the color
yellow,
a chain on the end of it, and a big pokey bear on the end. It's a bear mace.
It's a medieval bear weapon.
No, but the thing that I remember about bears growing up is if you needed to, like, people would teach you, like, if you ran into a wild animal, like, what would you do, or what's the best way to get away from that animal? And for me, what I remember is, like, people would be like, yeah, you swing your bear mace at
him. I can't stop laughing at this.
I think what I was told, at least, I don't know if you guys were told this same thing. It wasn't even that funny, you guys.
It's so funny. It's so dumb. I can't stop. I keep looking at Greg and he's laughing. And I'm just dying. And then he starts swinging it over his head, and I lost it. Hey, Keithers, if you're listening, we definitely need the bear to be part of this with his mace.
Yeah.
He's part of the origin story for sure.
It has to be like a medieval bear weapon hanging above our fireplace.
Made of corn.
Made of corn.
Dude, ChatGPT, we're going to figure out how to have this done. Like, we'll get the picture from Keithers, and then we'll put it into the computer and be like, make this into an oil painting with a fireplace.
I will pay to have it printed, like, oil acrylic style, like, full-on, just, yeah, and just, like,
in.
Find one of those old-ass frames at, like, a garage sale or a swap shop or something, yep. And just, yeah, I'm all for this.
Absolutely. I'll even build a fireplace. Like, I'm ready. Like, let's go.
I have a fireplace. I will put I'll this above my fireplace, and it'll be Inception.
Until your wife is like, put that in the office.
Did you know that that's exactly what happened this morning? Was I had a poster that from the old radio station, the original radio station, when they trashed it and got rid of literally everything and it sucked, I took a poster. I was allowed to take a poster, and I've had it at home. I've been trying to convince her to let me hang it up somewhere in the house, and she's like, no, you can't put that anywhere. Literally this morning, I was like, can I take this? Like, you're okay if I don't like have this in the house anymore? And she was like, absolutely, I don't care what you do with it. And so I took it to my office, and I put it up in my office.
So, what is it?
It was a bumper shoot poster from, oh, nice. I think, like the very first bumper shoot that I actually had gone to. So it was like a... it was random that it happened to be in the office when when we were moving out of there. But so yeah, it was a cool poster that I have now that I wasn't allowed to hang, like this bear mace poster that I won't be able to hang.
Okay, so you guys go hiking and you're worried about seeing a bear.
Okay, well no, I'm just wondering like if all of the rumors, not rumors, I guess like facts or information that we used to get when we were kids or younger that. Before the internet, we didn't really have the ability to like fact check whether or not your buddy who told you, like, actually, if a bear comes at you, the best thing to do is to run downhill. If you're going to run away from them, you should run downhill from them. And I'm like, now as a, you know, person in my 30s, I'm like, okay, if I saw a bear, my instinct is going to be to run downhill. And I have no idea if that is what you're supposed to do.
If you're running downhill, you're going to trip and roll, and this bear is going to maul you.
But I think that that's why they say to do it, is because the bear is also going to trip and fall.
I don't know who the hell's like, telling you to do that. Like,
this is like an awesome Temple of Doom thing where you're like running and the bear trips and it's rolling like a big fuzzy ball.
Yeah, that giant ball coming down the tunnel.
You tripping it, yeah.
Except with teeth and claws.
Yeah.
Like, not for
nothing. I feel
nothing.
Like it turns into one of those... You're both down a hallway with a bunch of doors, and you roll through one of the doors and come out the other one, and then the bear rolls through another door, and then the Benny Hill music is playing in the background.
The only way you win is with blow darts.
So don't carry a bear mace, carry blow darts.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I'm asking ChatGPT right now, should you run downhill from a bear?
Man, that sounds so
like
dumb.
Like, it knows. How many times has it run away from a bear? Seven?
The only thing that I know is Ron McGill, the guy, the like chief guy down here at Zoo Miami. He joined a radio show that that I used to frequent with, and every time he comes on, he's always, like, they always ask him questions about bears, and he's just, "Hey, bear." He says, "Get really big. Put your arms up. Make yourself as big as possible." And, "Hey, bear." And you yell at them and you scare that bear back because they see how big your arms are and they think that's the size of the bear. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to test it. I'm also not going to run away.
I think we should all get tattoos of us kicking a bear's ass and then just show it to the bear.
Like, yeah.
You're like, you see this bear? And it's like, whoa, I did not realize that you're that guy. Okay.
So you're this guy, like, ChatGPT says the same thing. It's supposed to make yourself really big. But what if it's cold out?
And you take your shirt off.
There's shrinkage.
It's like, hold on, give me a minute, guys. Like, it's, hey, I know you want to eat me. Hold on. Give me a sec. I'm going to try to defend myself real quick.
Can you kick a bear in the nuts?
Is there bear nuts?
All right, ChatGPT.
Nuts, right?
But I was like, it's like, are they like the whales where they're kind of inside?
I think
inside?
Their anatomy is similar to ours.
Wolfman's got nards.
You kick a lady, you kick a bear.
You kick a bear.
ChatGPT says it's not advisable to kick a bear, whether it's in the quote unquote nuts. Okay, ChatGPT, again with the friggin' sass. Always trying to be like, wow, you're going to use the word nuts or any part of its body. Bears are large, powerful, and unpredictable wild animals. Attempting to physically engage with them, especially in an aggressive manner. You just told me to like act aggressive with them by showing them my penis.
And shrinkage.
It said, show your penis.
Now, I'm quoting ChatGPT on that. If I ever fight a bear and lose, which I will.
That's in the that's in the title there, the very last line.
ChatGPT.
Show the bear your penis in quotes. Just leave it.
Why is every time I ask advice...
Put that on my gravestone.
Every time I ask ChatGPT for advice, it just tells me to show whatever it is that I'm facing, my penis. ChatGPT, how do I pass my calc test? Show it your
show
penis.
Show it your penis.
Oh my God. Hey, do you guys remember when you first thought Brandon might become a sex offender? It was that same year that ChatGPT came out.
No, it was well before that, you guys, that I thought I would be a sex offender.
Yeah, you have had that mustache for a while, so it's true.
He was talking about before he even had the mustache.
What other...
Siege.
Oh,
man. I just... Bears are awesome.
It's pretty... Bears in Florida?
Yeah, we got black bears and brown bears, and I don't think those are just the colors. Those might also be the species or the types of bears. There's no polar bears here yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure they're working their way down.
Sure, of course. As they should.
Yeah, cocaine man. There's bla- My favorite bear is a guy that I used to work with, and he was very hairy, and he looked like Super Mario, and always wore gold chains. And
Todd.
Yeah, Todd. Todd, man, I miss Todd. He's a good guy. But no, the black bear. There are black bears here, and anytime you camp, you still got to tie your food and everything else, or hang it up. It really depends. Like people. Like, you guys only think of the dinosaurs down here, but we also have bears. We have, like, we have deer in the Florida Keys. Like, you don't think of deer out there. We have Florida panthers who live in mangroves, and they will eat you. And it's just, like, we've got all the animals down here. It's a wild...
What exactly is a mangrove? Because it definitely sounds like a something that, like, a bunch of dudes would go to the party.
They're trying to recruit, me to something like that on TikTok.
Just below my belt. It's the TikTok logarithm. No, a mangrove is actually, it's basically like shallow water plants that grow together and form a very loose kind of island that's almost made of branches and tight plants and stuff like that. And fish and jellyfish and all sorts of stuff can still swim underneath them or through them, but it's dense enough that animals can walk across them and live in them, and like they'll grow up like trees and everything.
The animals will?
Well, the trees will grow up, and animals can actually climb up in the trees and everything else like that. You'll have Florida panther out on like their own island that's made of mangrove.
I'm still trying to imagine a deer on cocaine in the Florida Keys being like, where's the party?
Oh, man, I'll get you a picture of that. Like, it's for Halloween week, we have a place called Fantasy Fest. And it's just a week-long cocaine-fueled animal party in Key West. So next year, guys.
Are those furries? Are you talking furries?
No, these are actual animals this time. And bears like Todd.
Hey, who gave the deer all the cocaine? Come on. Like,
who's giving these panthers ecstasy? Get them off of each other.
Sorry, guys.
They give one hell of a back scratch, though, let me tell you. Oh, boy. Okay, well, I learned from my child. I knew this, but he knows that the Spanish word for bear is oso. And so that concludes our knowledge of bears, I think.
All right. Well, and Big Dipper is Ursa Major and Little Dipper is Ursa Minor because they're shaped like bears also. So there, science, tied in. I did it.
Yes.
We're done.
Science!
Science!
A human robot repairman was crushed to death by the robot he was working on in a factory in South Korea. So the machine had been reported for a sensor error. And when he went to assess the issue, I guess the bot mistook him for a package of green peppers, killing the man with its crushing out-of-control robot arm. So the future that we worry about is here, that it can no longer determine. I mean, it's malfunctioning, granted, but like that's kind of what you worry
that's
about.
A really it's like, bad yeah, malfunctioning, sensor.
And I have the lasers. Yeah, right? It's like, squish the human or no? It's like, well, it's not working. Crush.
Well, see,
like,
first off, what was the deal? Like one of those squish stories. The green peppers anyway? Like, why did it...
I feel like this is going to be one of those things where, like, when that lady sued McDonald's for getting burned by the hot coffee, and then she got torn apart by the internet because everybody was like, how do you sue? Coffee's hot, obviously. How do you sue for something so stupid? You spilled it on yourself. And then you, like, read a little bit more into the story, and it turns out that the lady, like, or, like, McDonald's served her the hottest possible liquid that you could possibly, like, you could not heat the coffee any hotter before it just evaporates
and like boils.
Yeah, and it like caused her like third degree burns and scalding and all of this stuff, and it was terrible injury. Like, I feel like there's going to be a story that comes out about this repairman down the road where everybody's like, oh, the robot's such a bad guy, and then it turns out like the dude wore a green pepper costume into the factory and he was like,
I'll show it.
He's like, I'm trying to kill myself. This is the best way to go out, is dressed like a pepper.
Brandon went from siding with to blaming the victim, which I love. So it's
full circle.
I don't
here
love blaming the victim. I just like how he turned.
Look, I'm not.
I guess
I'm not saying that he went in wearing a green pepper outfit. But let's wait till we have all the facts, okay?
So this robot was not a green pepper squishing robot. Okay, just to be clear, it was for grabbing boxes of green peppers, squeezing them, moving them to the next thing, and stacking them up. So when the guy was there, it crushed him, expecting the sensor was supposed to stop it, I think, from like over squeezing, and he got in the way, and so it just did that, and then he was tacoed and dead. So so the solution, I guess, is to make robots that repair broken robots, I suppose, sort of like a Star Wars future, and then eventually the machines will just live on without us as we eventually.
I mean, there are
My buddy's dad is a bread
green pepper
bread robot repairman. So like
what?
That what is it, like Franz, that's in that big Franz bakery that's in Seattle?
I live like 2 seconds away from that.
Yeah, oh my god, my buddy smell like bread all the time.
Probably. Yeah,
not
at your house.
I literally live 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks away from there.
I feel like I used to smell it all the time in that area.
I think it's just the way that, any way the wind blows, I think it just doesn't come this way for some reason. So.
Man, when I lived
miraculously, because that would be a problem.
When I lived in Denver, I was like blocks, like probably like 10, 15 blocks away from the Wonder Bread factory, and I could smell that every single time I walked outside. That was insane. I don't know how you don't smell that. That's crazy.
So let's get back to the point here. Yeah. Can I get a tour of the robots?
Yeah, I can. I can ask. I think what's crazy is that Bill is his name. Bill has worked at this place for so long, and he's like the only person that knows how these robots work. And he has to like climb basically inside of the conveyor belts and like the supply chain. He has to
like Anakin Skywalker at the droid factory.
Yeah, he has to climb all the way through like that whole thing to fix. And he's like the only person that knows all of these.
I'm the only one that would make a Star Wars 2 reference. Like an idiot. God, I'm the worst.
But I feel like what's going to happen is he's going to retire someday, and he spent so much time with this robot, and he spent so much time like adjusting, getting it just right, like just dialing it right in, and then he's going to retire, and they're going to bring in the next guy, and his name's going to be like Jason, and Jason's going to crawl in there one day, and the robot's going to be like, "You're not Bill," like,
"Get out of here, Chad!"
Yeah, and it's just gonna green pepper man the guy to death.
Oh, absolutely! Oh,
what a great way to go. Like, if it gets you instantly, tremendous way to die.
Turns you into bread.
That would be actually pretty...
kind of like that swirl bread that you get.
The pumpernickel?
No, I meant the crushing, not the getting turned into other things. I just think a robot being like, crunch and you're dead is like a pretty good way to go. Like, I'll probably die of like a 7-year battle with some sort of like really lame cancer. Like, ah, his toe cancer finally got him.
No, your bruise. You're going to turn into a human bruise.
Oh my God. The human bruise.
The bruise.
You missed a few episodes, Brandon, but my life is going downhill rapidly. Yeah, this is like, I imagine that probably, there's probably like a shocking number of people who died in bread factory incidents before this, or green pepper packing plant factory incidents. Like, I'm sure that it was like more than one, but ever, yeah. You know? But then, just because it's a robot, does that make it worse? I wonder what the numbers are, if the stats are, if it actually is more efficient, if you lose like one, you know, Bill to, sorry, Bill, I don't mean,
Bill's
one
probably,
Chad yeah. to the machine, is that like?
Bill's probably just creating himself an army of freaking bread murderous robots that would take over after they're
gonna,
he decides to leave.
They're going
to
try to force Bill out, and he's going to be like, oh, yeah? You and exactly. what army?
Hey,
and then the
second.
Bread transformer comes out.
If I have my lore
whatever
correctly,
you do, don't make it hot. It'll just get bigger.
I am a brave little toaster.
If I have my lore right, don't giants grind bones to make bread? Since we have Brandon here, our
yeah.
resident bread
yeah, yeah,
expert.
Yeah.
So Bill might just be, you know, grinding people up and having them into bread.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? What about bones?
Giants.
Like, that's like the Gulliver, yeah.
Yeah, giants grind people's like, bones to make their bread. Isn't that right? I thought that was right. I don't know. Yeah, Brandon, you're the bread expert.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You don't want people
yeah,
bread?
Right.
I
and,
would try. I would try it. I would try
yeah.
it.
Yeah, personally,
say it sooner.
Yeah, I haven't found that recipe yet, but I'd be willing to try it. You know, I'm experimenting with ancient grains and things. So, human bone.
Some of those ancient grains are people.
Check your walls. I feel like that's where you're gonna find the find some human bones.
Definitely.
So, dudes, this really grosses me out. I don't know why it freaks me out so much, but doctors have completed the first whole eyeball transplant.
Blech.
And the organ has successfully been accepted by the host body now for 6 months.
Blech.
Like, I definitely thought we would go in the direction of Terminator eyeball before we ever went
yeah.
with, like, melon baller to the corpse and then just dumped it into a new person's head or whatever,
mm-mm.
but it worked. Now, as I say that, the downside is that the eyeball has not actually recovered any sight for the person. So it's really just a cosmetic thing.
Ew.
And that's the weirdest part to me. Like, you can have a glass eye or a cool eye patch because you sew it shut or something like that. But to drop someone else's non-functioning eyeball into your head is very strange.
Yeah, I feel like there's... It's like the prosthetics that exist now for eyeballs are so like realistic, like they look so good that why do this? Like why is this? Like, and if you're going to like replace your eyeball with something else, like do something cool, like put a I don't know, like a Swiss Army knife in there or something sweet. Like, don't just put
yes.
like another normal lame Wait. Eyeball in there.
You want a knife to come out of somebody's eye?
Why yeah, not?
That sounds awesome,
right?
Yeah. Getting some other dude's eyeball put into your dumb head is like the worst idea when you could have cooler stuff than that. Like,
give
a
me
toothpick?
Some utility.
Oh man, I can sew your boots back together with my Swiss Army
like,
eye.
Sir, you're gonna need to sign this receipt before you go. It's like, oh shoot, I don't have a pen. Here, I've
Actually,
got one. Pull it out of your eyeball.
I mean, if you're looking for the comfort,
oh, you know that wine bottle opened up?
If you're looking for the comfort and feeling of your original eye, you can always just like scan a kiwi or something like that and slap that sucker in there too. There's so many options available to you, not just another eye that doesn't work.
My niece was here this weekend and she was like, Uncle Greg, I think I'm allergic to kiwis because when I eat them, they make my mouth and lips like itch. Imagine finding it out. You put that kiwi into your head and you're like, oh boy, I think I'm allergic.
We never tested for this,
but
it's
I can
a
see.
Little late. Yeah, now you can see through the kiwi.
Do you guys ever have sinus issues?
Yeah, like, all the time. Yeah.
Like, okay,
that's a regular thing.
Like, I feel like I get sinus infections like way more than any other sickness. And I feel like if I didn't have an eyeball and I had the opportunity to either like put another eyeball in or not, and like put something in there that can come in and out, I'm like, man, if I could just reach my sinus sometimes.
What I want is a drain or like a release valve. You're like, oh.
That's what I'm saying. If you could just like get in there, right? And just
no,
like,
but I don't want you to like touch your own sinus.
Twist a cap or something. Vicks VapoRub like all the time, and I've got the Visine A, the stuff that's like antihistamine, and I like squirt that directly down into my sinuses. There was a time where I think I asked my mom. I was like 16 years old or something like that. And I asked my mom. I was like, "Can we get these removed? Like, do I have to have them?"
And what'd she say?
She was like, "I'll check on it. I mean, we'll find out."
I'm asking ChatGPT right now.
My mom was the best enabler for all the stuff that I wanted to do. I was like, "Can I get robot legs?" She's like, "I mean, we can check into it.
Let me get my lightsaber. Hold on."
She worked in a building with like 1,000 different doctor's offices. So like any curiosity that I had, she's like, "I don't know. Go check room 202.
Hey, doc, looking for robot legs. What do you think?
Do I actually
need to? No, but we can transplant this other guy's onto you. Yeah. They won't work.
Here, have a kiwi instead.
Just two,
Brandon, hit us with the ChatGPT.
Two little kiwis where your legs should be.
Just two individual. You have like two for balls and then two other ones for.
But the, and
everywhere
the
you walk, you just hear
balls.
Beep, 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 beep. So,
what do you mean we've got ants? Oh no!
Everywhere you go, you leave a trail of kiwi juice. You look like a slug.
What if you did that to like Wolverine, and then the kiwis regenerated every time? So like, no matter how beat up they got, there would still be more kiwis. So he could be a full time slug. Dude, that'd be awesome.
You just made me think of you mentioned Wolverine. You made me think of like, what if every superhero that adopts or like that has the powers of an animal or like the traits of an animal, right? Like also had to have like all of the rest of the traits of the animal, right? Like so
like okay, for my example, like I become able to hunt a rabbit, but then I also have to drag my on the carpet when I get itchy.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Got it.
Yeah. Or like
why do you have to be a
like
rabbit
if you
to
were
that?
Like owl man, like
chasing
you could,
a rabbit,
you could like swallow whole your predators or like swallow whole your victims, but you also had to poop out their entire skeleton at once.
Oh no. Then grind them up into bread.
That's great.
This is really getting away from me today.
Well, according to ChatGPT,
we're right on target. This is exactly what
we can't get rid of our sinuses.
Right on target.
So,
say that again, Brandon.
We can't get rid of our sinuses according to ChatGPT. And so I was like, okay, well, can we add a drain to our sinus? And it also said there are surgical procedures that aim to improve drainage, but I don't think that you can just add like, you know, like a trumpet will have like a valve at the end of the trumpet.
Yeah,
the spit valve. Like if you just had one of those for your like sinus where you could just go whoop and it just drips out the front of your face.
As what a former trumpet player, man, nothing relates more than that. Maybe run one of those valve cleaners through your nose, too. It's like one of the bristly brushes.
Yeah.
Like,
like one of those things that they advertise.
Nothing sounds more therapeutic right now.
Like what are they? Like one of those little things that they advertise that you're seeing on Instagram or TikTok all the time, the little ear things with the cameras in them that we were talking about before, where you just like reach in there and get all the crap. Now we can go up our nose and in our eye holes.
Oh, dude. Brandon, are you getting those ads? I know you're getting the ones about trying new lifestyles, but like, are you getting the ones where people are scooping out their ears because they have this little melon baller that has the camera and the light, and then it connects to your phone so you can see what you're doing to clean out your ears?
No, that's amazing, though.
I feel like 0 out of 100 doctors would be like, good idea. Just like let me with my familial tremor in there, like
It's like they have Q-tips. And they tell you, don't use this for the ear. I'm like, well, why did you make it ear-sized then?
Yeah. I also put asparagus in there for that same reason.
My brother blew up his eardrum using one of my drumsticks in his ears, like back when he was like 14. So, I mean, if it's ear-sized, you can put it in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He's got like tubes in his ears now. It's pretty cool.
Also is like, don't put Q-tips in your ears. Another like, don't run downhill from bears thing. Like, are you actually okay to put Q-tips in your ears?
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
I think that
don't
one,
do it in front
the doctor
of
told me that one.
Okay.
Or do it for a bear. Maybe they'll leave you alone. Like, hey, come here. Let me get at that with my scooper. Let me just connect it to my phone real quick and get in there and take out some. See how good you can hear now, you stupid bear? I want to ask one quick question to Brandon before we go. Yeah. I saw you post a TikTok. I can't remember what your TikTok handle is, so whatever. But we probably shouldn't let anyone know what it is because it'll probably just ruin your business. But you posted that you went into a client's house and there was a secret door with a theater behind it. Can you please tell me more about this?
It was the house was so bad. Like, the rest of the house was so bad. And then all of a sudden...
The theater room looked pretty bad too, just to be clear, but it was pretty cool.
It was cool. I mean, like, I would have loved it for sure. Tough. And it's like, for sure.
And they it's not on the TikTok though.
But it was very much like the only way that you could use it is if you kept the bookshelf open all of the time or kept nothing on the bookshelf, which defeats the purpose of it. So, there was a secret room. We haven't talked about the turkeys on this podcast. Can I just tell you guys something about the turkeys?
There's been some top-notch turkey content coming from you.
Seriously.
You should be posting it on...
I mean, if we ever give Brandon's TikTok away, it is cornering the market on turkey content for the Pacific Northwest. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, Brandon, have you posted it to your Instagram? Because you should, just so
probably
people can see.
I think so. I think
make some reels, bro, because I feel like people should see this because the turkey content is great.
Yeah, there are so the most surprising thing about moving here was in Spokane is the fact that there are turkeys everywhere in the neighborhood that I live. Like they're always everywhere. You go across the street, there are just packs of turkeys, hordes of turkeys.
Go, 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 go.
And they are dicks. Like they will walk across the street.
Oh, they see your mustache and they challenge you.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, look at my scrotee, and then you're like, look at my mustache. they walk across the street and just stop, and they look at you. They just stare you down until you. And there's like two types of people that when they drive through Spokane and they see the turkeys in the middle of the street. There's the kind of people that just like honk or like slowly creep toward them and try to hope that like maybe them getting closer will scare the turkey. And then there's like the rest of Spokane, which is the people that when they pull up to it, they like get out of their car and like start screaming at the turkey as if it like stole their wife.
Hey, turkey! And then, you gold darn turkey!
But today, like, okay, so I've seen turkeys like get up into trees. Like they can fly. I mean, like they don't soar. They don't go way up in the air and like hunt. Oh, God, can you imagine if they did? They're so big. It'd be terrifying. But, like, today I looked out my window. I was sitting there drinking my coffee this morning. I look out my window and I see, like, a vulture, a massive, like, think about the turkeys that you get at the store for Thanksgiving is coming up, right? Like, you go look at these turkeys that you get. They're huge, right?
Yeah,
now add huge. So much more to that and like full ass wings and like legs and a head. And this thing is just like soaring down the middle of my street because it was way, way up in a tree. And so I go outside because I'm like, oh, there's one turkey. There's going to be more. And this is like what I do now. I go out into the middle of the street. I look up and there's three more turkeys sitting in the tree and they all jump out. I swear it was like the Blue Angels, but turkeys
oh my God.
Just like flying in formation
terrifying.
Down the street, and I was like, I'm going inside and locking my doors, because this is like gotta be one of the signs of the end times. It's just like turkeys,
it's like
flying
Alfred
in formation.
The birds, but with freaking turkeys.
Yeah. If the birds was made with like crows that were 9-10 times the size that they are and way meaner.
The brown angels.
I don't know.
All right, well, yet another heady episode of a very important show that's changing the way that we think about the world and science in general. It's time to put a cap on this and think to ourselves, what did we learn this week? A very heady show. We'll start with... Siege, we'll start with you this week. What did you learn this week?
Oh my God, I can't think of anything except for a squadron of giant freaking turkeys taking over small towns in the Pacific Northwest right now. It's terrifying. Dropping gravy bombs. Ugh. No.
Based on where you know the stuffing comes out of, I don't really like the idea of them like carpet bombing Spokane.
Also, we lost Brandon. He's frozen. Uh-oh. Also, additionally, isn't gravy made from their fat that's just like boiled down, and then it turns, you add some flour to it, and so they're losing their own fat on your face.
You add some human bone to it.
Yes, and you get some bread.
There you go, grind it up, add some human bone again.
Oh my God.
Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I mean, no joke, I learned that you don't run downhill from bears. Like, literally a life-changing fact. A life-changing piece of information that I've held for so long. So yeah, that's what I've learned this week. Gregor, what did you learn this week?
Oh, I definitely learned that if you're going to make an oil painting that goes above your fireplace, that you definitely has to include a bear mace in the background, because I just want that imagery of us swinging a giant weapon over our heads. Unfortunately, hitting one of each other in the head with it, committing murder. So, yeah.
What's on the end? Like, what's on the end of the bear mace? Like, obviously, the handle is corn, but like, and then there's the chain. But like, what's on the end? Like, what are you swinging?
Like a salmon.
Pacific Northwest.
Just picturing just getting slapped with a salmon across.
It's like it's basically like the bear's version of a dildo. Just hitting somebody like.
Double robot Brandon. Nerd talk, nerd talk, yeah.
Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, streaming on the Odyssey app every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. And then, of course, available as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. There's a lot of places that you can get it from. Apple Podcasts is where it's the easiest to leave a comment that we see, a review, 5 stars, and whatever you have to say about us. And as Jen Eric, I can't believe I didn't understand that, pointed out today.
Fart.
Brandon, fart.
Fart.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, fart.
Fart.
Siege?
Fart.
I want to ask one quick question to Brandon before we go.
Yeah.
I saw you post a TikTok. I can't remember what your TikTok handle is, so whatever. But we probably shouldn't let anyone know what it is, because it'll probably just ruin your business. But you posted that you went into a client's house and there was a secret door with a theater behind it. Can you please tell me more about this?
It was the house was so bad. Like, the rest of the house was so bad. And then
The theater room looked pretty bad too, just to be clear, but it was pretty cool.
It was cool. I mean, like, I would have loved it for sure. Tough. And it's for sure.
It's not on the TikTok though.
But it was very much like the only way that you could use it is if you kept the bookshelf open all of the time, or kept nothing on the bookshelf, which defeats the purpose of it. So, there was a secret room. We haven't talked about the turkeys on this podcast. Can I just tell you guys?
Yes.
Something about the turkeys.
There's been some top notch turkey content coming from you.
Seriously,
you should be posting it on.
I mean, if we ever give Brandon's TikTok away, it is cornering the market on turkey content for the Pacific Northwest. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, Brandon, have you posted it to your Instagram? Because you should, just so
probably
people can see.
I think so. I think like
make some reels, bro, because I feel like people should see this because the turkey content is great.
Yeah, there are so like there's just what the most surprising thing about moving here was in Spokane is the fact that there are turkeys everywhere in the neighborhood
everywhere.
That I live. Like they're always everywhere. You go across the street, there are just packs of turkeys, hordes of turkeys. And they are dicks. Like they will walk across the street.
Well, they see your mustache and they challenge you.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, look at my scrotee, and then you're like, look at my mustache. And they walk across the street and just stop and they look at you. They just stare you down until you, and there's like two types of people that when they drive through Spokane and they see the turkeys in the middle of the street, there's the kind of people that just like honk or like slowly creep toward them and try to hope that like maybe them getting closer will scare the turkey. And then there's like the rest of Spokane, which is the people that when they pull up to it, they like get out of their car and like start screaming at the turkey as if it like stole their wife.
Hey, turkey! And then, you gold darn turkey!
But today, like, okay, so I've seen turkeys like get up into trees. Like they can, I wouldn't say like they can fly. I mean, like they don't soar. They don't go way up in the air and like hunt. Oh God, can you imagine if they did? They're so big, it'd be terrifying. But like today I looked out my window. I was sitting there drinking my coffee this morning. I look out my window and I see like a vulture, a massive, like think about the turkeys that you get at the store for Thanksgiving is coming up, right? Like you go look at these turkeys that you get. They're huge, right?
Yeah,
now add huge. So much more to that and like full ass wings and like legs and a head. And this thing is just like soaring down the middle of my street because it was way, way up in a tree. And so I go outside because I'm like, oh, there's one turkey. There's going to be more. And this is like what I do now. I go out into the middle of the street. I look up and there's three more turkeys sitting in the tree and they all jump out. I swear it was like the Blue Angels, but turkeys.
Oh my God.
Just like flying in formation
terrifying.
Down the street. And I was like, I'm going inside and locking my doors because this is like got to be one of the signs of the end times. It's just like turkeys
like
flying
Alfred
in formation.
Hitchcock's The Birds, but with freaking turkeys.
Yeah. Yeah, if The Birds was made with like crows that were 9-10 times the size that they are and way meaner.
The Brown Angels.
I don't know.
All right, well, yet another heady episode of a very important show that's changing the way that we think about the world and science in general. It's time to put a cap on this and think to ourselves, what did we learn this week? A very heady show. We'll start with... Siege, we'll start with you this week. What did you learn this week?
Oh my God, I can't think of anything except for a squadron of giant freaking turkeys taking over small towns in the Pacific Northwest right now. It's terrifying. Dropping gravy bombs. Ugh. No.
Based on where you know the stuffing comes out of, I don't really like the idea of them like carpet bombing Spokane.
Ugh. Also, we lost Brandon. He's frozen.
Uh-oh.
Also, additionally, isn't gravy made from their fat that's just like boiled down and then it turns you add some flour to it and so they're losing their own fat on your face?
You add some human bone to it?
Yes, and you get some bread.
There you go, grind it up, add some human bone.
Oh my God.
Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I mean, no joke, I learned that you don't run downhill from bears. Like, literally a life-changing fact. A life-changing piece of information that I've held for so long. So yeah, that's what I've learned this week. Gregor, what did you learn this week?
Oh, I definitely learned that if you're going to make an oil painting that goes above your fireplace, that it definitely has to include a bear mace in the background. I just want that imagery of us swinging a giant weapon over our heads. Unfortunately, hitting one of each other in the head with it, committing murder. So, yeah.
What's on the end? Like, what's on the end of the bear mace? Like, obviously, the candle is, or the handle is corn, but like, and then there's the chain. But like, what's, yeah, what's on the end? Like, what are you swinging?
Like a salmon?
Pacific Northwest.
Just picturing just getting slapped with a salmon across.
It's like, it's basically like the bear's version of a dildo. Just hitting somebody like. Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, streaming on the Odyssey app every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. And then, of course, available as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. There's a lot of places that you can get it from. Apple Podcasts is where it's the easiest to leave a comment that we see, a review, 5 stars, and whatever you have to say about us. And as Jen Eric, I can't believe I didn't understand that, pointed out today.
Fart, 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 farts.
Fart, 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 fart. Brandon, fart.
Fart, fart, fart.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, fart.
Fart, fart, fart.
Siege?
Fart, 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 fart.
Fart, fart. Fart, fart, fart.
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 Fart.